Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Just as the previous Mishnayos discussed the idea of receiving multiple Malkios for one Isser, our Mishnah will discuss the idea of doing one activity and violating several different Isurim in the process, and therefore receiving several different Malkios. The Mishnah begins that Yesh Charish Telem Echad. You can have a scenario in which a person is plowing one furrow in the field, v'chayav alav mishum shmon alavin, and in the process he will be in violation of eight different prohibitions in the Torah. What are they? Hacharesh b'shor v'chamor. He plows utilizing, being pulled by a shor, an ox, and a chamor, and a donkey. Now, right away, he has violated the iser of kilayim, of kiloy behema, of doing work with two different species at the same time. That is the first, lo sacharosh b'shor b'chamor yachdov. You're not allowed to plow with the shor and a chamor together. That's the first lav. V'hein mukdashim, and we're dealing with a shor and a chamor, ox and a donkey, which are hekdesh. They belong to the Beis HaMikdash. And those would be two different isurim, because the shor, we'll talk about a scenario that the shor has been sanctified as a karban. If it's been sanctified as an offering in the Beis HaMikdash, so then the lav, the prohibition that's involved in that, is lo savod b'chor sharecha, that you can't work the b'chor of your shor, of your ox. And from that we learn to all their karbanos as well. You're not allowed to work with a ox or any other animal that has been sanctified as a karban. And regarding the chamor, which cannot be brought as a karban because it's not a kosher animal, we're talking about where it was sanctified as kodshei bet hakabayis, as belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, to be used for the purposes and the funds of the Beis HaMikdash. And there is a iser called me'ila, of not benefiting from that. And we learn out from a pasuk in Devarim, l'sucha lecha b'sharecha, and we learn from that that you cannot derive benefit from it. So that those would be another two lavim. And additionally, we're talking b'kilayim b'kerem, the Mishnah says, we're talking about that the plowing that he's doing is covering over a seed of chita, of wheat, and seora, and barley, and a chartzan, and a seed from grape seed. And putting those together, that's kilayim b'kerem, so that's another lav. Uvashvias, and we'll talk about a scenario where he's plowing on the Shemitah year, which is forbidden by the Torah. V'yom tov, and we're dealing with the day, that the day is Yom Tov. Now, Yom Tov is mentioned and not Shabbos, because Shabbos, a person does not get Malkus for Shabbos, doing it on purpose, they get Misa, they get capital punishment. So that's why he says Yom Tov, for which a person gets Malkus. V'kohen v'nazir b'veis ha'tumah, and we'll talk about a scenario where the area where the field is actually a beis ha'kvaros, it's actually a cemetery, and the person doing the plowing is a Kohen who can't enter a cemetery and be in violation of that Isser. And he's a Nazir who also cannot become Tamei. So altogether told, that's a total of eight Lavim in the process. Hananya ben Chachinai, Omer, Hananya ben Chachinai says, Af halovish kilayim. Also, if the person doing the plowing at the very same time is wearing a shatnez beged, he would be in violation of a ninth Lav. Amrulo, the Chacham responded to him and said, Eino Hashem. It's not the same. These are really two different things completely. And that is to say that wearing kilayim can be doing, it could also be doing some sort of other iser that's unrelated to the idea of harisha. Wearing kilayim has nothing to do with the activity of harisha. So he Amar Lahem, Chachanan ben Chachinai responded to the Chum and said, Af lo ha-nazir hu-hashem. Being a nazir is also not relevant to the Harisha, to the actual plowing per se. However, the Chachamim maintain that since if the person happens to be a Nazir, happens to be a Kohen, and he cannot get to the activity of Harisha without entering the Beis HaTumah, without entering into the Beis HaKvaros, the cemetery, so by definition, the activity of Harisha also is included with the lav of not becoming Tameh.